Okay, roll over shoiver al divrei Torah. Let's say a guy sees his father being over on divrei Torah. Lo yomer lo avarti al divrei Torah. Don't avart on divrei Torah. Don't tell him that he was over on divrei Torah. Elo yomer lo abba ksiba Torah kach v'kach. Yeah, it's, you should say it says in the Torah this and this. Ki'ilu hu shoyel mimenu. It's as if you're asking him. V'lo kemazira, not like you're giving him Moser Ra'ov. And the father will understand it from himself, and he will not be embarrassed from it. All right. So, meaning, and this comes up a lot because a lot of times parents are not as educated as the kids. There has to be a sensitivity in the way you say it to the parents. Yud Aleph, the father says to be over in Divrei Torah. Whether it's a positive or negative commandment. Even in the Rabbanon, don't listen to him. Why does it say next to Shmira Shabbos? Even though you were warned on if it says Bimchal Shabbos, don't listen to him. And same thing by other mitzvahs. You and your father are chayiv in my cover. Therefore, don't listen to be mavatal my words. Meaning, you listen to Hashem over your parents. And even mitzvahs derabbanan, like with this, we learned on Shavuos night. Even mitzvahs derabbanan are considered from Hashem. Right? It says loy saser. Don't turn away. Don't turn away from the rabbanan. Because they have the authority from the Torah. If your father says, don't speak to somebody and don't forgive him, and the son wanted to be forgiving, should not listen to his father. He also listened to Shum Yehudi. It's also to hate any Yid. Unless you see the Yid doing an Avera. And then the fathers ask him to be over on divrei Torah, which happens a lot. The parents get involved in fights from the kids, and then they don't allow the kids to work things out. So the kids shouldn't listen. Let's say if a son wants to go learn in a certain yeshiva because he feels it's going to be better for him. And the father is not, he's meicha, right? For whatever reason. He does not have to listen to his father. The Talmud Torah, Golden Mekibet Ava'im. Talmud Torah is more than Kibet Ava'im. Kedimetzinu B'Yakov Avinu Olav HaShalom Shekishalach Me'Yitzchok. Right, when Yaakov Avinu left Yitzchak, Nitman Beis Aver Yudal Shana Vasik B'Torah, he was hidden in learning for 14 years. And after that, he went to Beis Lavan when Ishtar Sham Uvedera Chav Beis Shana, and then he stayed there and on the way for 22 years. V'nena Shal Elu Chav Beis Shana, he was punished for those 22 years. Shalakim Kibur Av, that he was not Mekayim Kibur Av. V'nela Mimenu Yosef Chav Beis Shana. That's why Yosef was taken from him for 22 years, which is very scary, because you see that if you don't go near your parents, and he went for a good reason, Yaakov, he went to get married, etc., etc., yet he was still punished for that, but he wasn't punished for the Talmud Torah part. So that's how you see Talmud Torah is more important. But if it's not for Talmud Torah, then you got a problem. So I'm not sure what the heter is for people who don't use technology to properly be Mekayim Kibud Av V'Em. I think they're taking a big risk with that, because even if you say that you have a heter to live not near your parents for business, etc., etc., which I'm not so sure you do have, but if you do have that, you certainly have to call them, FaceTime, video, etc., etc., if they want it. If a man wants to get married to a woman, and the father doesn't want, the son is not mechuyev to listen. Why? Because getting married is a mitzvah. So the father shouldn't be getting involved. Both men and women are chayav b'kibud av'eim. And this comes up a lot, unfortunately, but a woman that's married to a husband, She is meshubedes to the husband. She has to serve the husband first. Therefore, the husband goes before her kibbutz aveim. The shaila is: does this apply to Moira or just to kibbutz? Right, meaning so kibbutz aveim, meaning her husband wants to go here for Shabbos, and the parents want to go there. Want the wife to come to them, so she has to go with the husband. That's her job. But for Moira to fear the parents, that the husband can't control. If her husband's not makbid, then she's mechuyevus in anything possible. If anybody embarrasses their parents, a filu b'dvarim, even just words, a filu b'remiza, even with just a hint, that is considered like being you're going to be cursed from Hashem. Shenema, cursed to somebody who embarrasses his parents. This is a common question too. If can you give a haircut to parents? Can you do again? If you're a nurse, can you give a blood test to parents? If you have a thorn stuck inside the father and mother, don't take it out. Perhaps you're going to make a chabura. It's a chiyuv of choking for this. If the son is a doctor, he should not take the blood from the father. And he shouldn't cut the aver, even though he has kavanah for refuah. Where there's somebody else to do it. But if there's nobody there and they're mitzar, then he is allowed to do it. So bottom line is, if there's other people to do this to the parent, then let the other people do it. But otherwise the son or the daughter can do it. A haircut stam is okay because most haircuts don't cause bleeding. If the parents, unfortunately, they lose their mind, you have to still treat them with kavod until Hashem has rachmanis on them. And if it's impossible for him to keep it up like that because they're mamish too crazy, he should just leave them, and he should just put them down and leave them. Then he could get other people, meaning you could put them into a home to take care of them. All right, so obviously this is a big sugya, but you have to know when to stop, when not to stop, and you see that there's a limit that a child is mechuyev to do for a parent. Yud zayin. Also, l'adam l'hachbed ulosh al banav. That's a parent cannot put the yoke onto his kids or didactic before they mom, and to be medactic that they should give him covered. Because if the parents make the kids too meshuga, then the kids are gonna fight back. And then they can be over and lifnei iver. They should be meichel, and they should look away from any time that they don't get treated properly. Because if a father is meichel on his kavod is meichel. So that's why many people don't stand up for their parents when they come, when they, you know, when the parents come in the room, because the parents nowadays are meichel. It is asr to hit an older child, right? Meaning over bar mitzvah. Ve'en gadlo zeh tali, meaning it's not tali in years, meaning. Well, let's finish the sentence. Ela kol lufi tivo shel haben. It is also according to the nature of the son. Kol sheyesh lach she yasreis kenegdei b'divrei b'maaseh. If you think that he's going to fight back with either speaking or with action, afilu einu bar mitzvah, even if he's not a bar mitzvah, also lakoise, it's also to hit him. Ela yechichu b'dvarim, you give him musar with words. V'chol ha'makas b'nai ha'gadol, and anybody who hits his kid, menadin oisai, then you put it into cherem, sharei hu oiver al lifnei iver, leisiten mirshul, because he's oiver on lifnei iver. Right? So the way the kitzur is saying it, he's saying it's not tully in years. Right? Because some say that it means way older, meaning in the 20s. And the kitzur are saying, no, it sounds, I mean, I don't know exactly what the kitzur means. But it could be, it sounds like maybe even less than bar mitzvah if the kid's going to hit back, which a lot of times kids nowadays will do. But it's, you know, the father has to judge it. I mean, obviously, this whole thing is not negiah nowadays because there's no hitting going on nowadays for this reason. You get arrested, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't do it. But the point is that a parent has to make sure not to come down too hard on children if it's going to cause the children to rebel and be over on Yisurim. Okay, we will stop over there.